Day number 28, Watch Your Mouth, part 2, Jeremiah and Jonah. Read Psalm 94, verse 11, Psalm 73, verse 2, and verses 15 through 17. Jeremiah has been called the Apostle Paul of the Old Testament because he, like Paul, was called from day one to suffer. Jeremiah can also be coupled with another prophet, the prophet Jonah. But in this case, it is not due to the similarities, but to the dissimilarities. As different as they both were, they each illustrate an important point about prayer and suffering. Apart from the facts that Jeremiah and Jonah were both prophets and almost contemporaries, Jonah 100 years before Jeremiah, the dissimilarities begin. Jeremiah obeyed God's call from day one, while Jonah fled God's call on day one. Secondly, Jeremiah loved his people and pled with them to listen to God, while Jonah hated the Ninevites and was angry when they listened to God. And thirdly, Jeremiah was persecuted and mocked by his people, while Jonah was listened to and his message was accepted by the Ninevites. But these two very different prophets illustrate the same important truth about prayer and suffering. We can be forthright and honest with God. For example, Jeremiah accuses God, saying, "Ah, sovereign Lord, how completely you have deceived this people in Jerusalem." Jeremiah 4, verse 10. On another occasion, he accuses God of deceiving and utterly overpowering him. Jeremiah 20, verse 7. As for Jonah, his answer to God's call, though nonverbal, was abundantly clear. He just ran away. If his lack of a verbal response is an indication of Jonah's reticence to speak frankly with God, 3 days in the belly of a fish must have cured him of that, because his prayers in the last chapter of Jonah actually sound a bit mouthy. Jonah 4. Returning once again to the story of Job, one must wonder why God accepted Jeremiah's and Jonah's frank, even mouthy objections, while calling Job to task for his. Perhaps the difference is the audience. Jeremiah and Jonah both spoke to God, while Job's words were spoken in public to his comforters. "Who is this who darkens my counsel?" God asks Job. "Would you discredit my justice? Would you condemn me to justify yourself?" God asks Job in Job 38, verse 2, and 40, verse 8. The issue is not that God cannot handle our real thoughts. It is more that other people may not be able to. The place to express questions, doubts, and accusations is before the one who already knows them, who already hears them in our consciousness. But double caution should be taken when expressing them to anyone else.